And that's not just a pun. The introduction of Microsoft Windows has moved the graphical user interface solidly into the personal computer mainstream. In fact, these days, very few PC suppliers don't supply Windows with their computers. Last month, Microsoft released its new version of Windows called Windows for Workgroups 3.11. While the earlier versions of Windows for Workgroups were seen as purely for small businesses wanting to network computers, the latest version is seen as having plenty of advantages for the individual personal computer user.
The elements in Windows for Workgroups 3.11 which are going to be attractive to them are first and foremost faster performance. It's faster for two main reasons. One is because the file system is all 32-bit, and that means that data is moved around in 32-bit lumps rather than 16-bit lumps, which makes it essentially around twice as quick. And also because the disk access is, again, 32-bit, those drivers being virtual device drivers, which means for the end user, not only is it faster, but it runs in that part of memory above 1 megabyte, and so they're going to have more DOS memory or more of that 640 bytes available to them to use.
Terry Clancy from Microsoft Australia. At first glance, Windows for Workgroups 3.11 looks much the same as Windows itself. A little use, however, pulls out a variety of quality utilities. For example, if you have a fax modem, it will supply built-in fax and electronic mail software.
For a standalone user, it basically makes his Windows machine a fax machine. But it doesn't just make it a fax machine, it enhances the functionality in a couple of exciting new ways. If you're faxing to a mechanical fax machine, it'll render Word documents or whatever and send them as bit images. But the front end that's used for the fax software is in fact Microsoft Mail. And if the fax software finds that the machine at the other end is another Windows for Workgroups machine, rather than fax the machine, it goes through a negotiation process, establishes that it's Windows for Workgroups at the other end, and actually emails it as a binary transfer. So the person doesn't get an image at the other end, he gets an Olay embedded object, which he can double-click on and then edit it as a normal Word or Excel document. So it becomes really an extension to your email system if you wish it to do so, or it can be used just as a normal, regular fax machine. So the possibilities there are quite exciting, I think.
There's quite a lot of sophistication into some of the things that people have been expecting from Windows. The calendar has now become Schedule Plus, which is quite a deal more sophisticated than the old calendar on Windows.
Schedule Plus is an interesting one because it is one of those things that is going to make it attractive to a standalone user because you can use it as a personal time management tool and task list. But its power is far more than just that because it's been designed also for group scheduling. So if, for example, you're in a company with 50,000 people and you want to organise meetings, you can see when other people are busy and when they're not. You can have Schedule Plus automatically pick meeting times where a defined list of people are all clear for a meeting and then automatically book them into that using Mappy and electronic mail. It's Schedule Plus is closely integrated with Mappy and electronic mail and, as I say, has a lot of functionality when it comes to group scheduling features. But coming back again to the standalone user, it's also usable in a standalone basis. The other thing which standalone users are going to find attractive in Windows for Workgroups is ease of use in the file manager and print manager. We've added button bars, so a lot of the functions in the file manager and print manager are a lot easier to access and use because it's just a click of a button.
I suppose the big criticism of Windows has always been that it is actually an add-on to DOS, the disk operating system. How far down the track are we seeing a Windows-based system being the disk operating system itself?
Well, each subsequent release of Windows, Windows becomes less a GUI front end and more an all-encompassing operating system. We saw that with Windows 3.1. We saw that with Windows for Workgroups 3.1. And certainly with this release, Windows for Workgroups 3.11, we see a real leap forward. And in answer to your question more specifically about the disk operating system, in Windows Workgroup 3.11, because it has 32-bit virtual device drivers controlling disk access, it is the disk operating system. It takes total control. Once you start it, it takes total control of disk access away from DOS. So DOS is totally out of the picture when it comes to disk access and network access. DOS is becoming more and more just a boot mechanism for Windows rather than an underlying operating system. And we'll see the complete severing of that link probably sometime in 1994 with, as I mentioned before, that Chicago release, which will be in which the two products will merge, or if you will, it will become a standalone, totally 32-bit operating system such as Windows NT is today.